June 14th through 20th. Doctrine and Covenants, sections 64 through 66. The Lord requireth the heart and a willing mind. During your study this week, prayerfully consider what principles from Doctrine and Covenants, sections 64 through 66, would increase the faith and knowledge of members of your class. Invite sharing. To encourage class members to share something they found meaningful in their scripture study this week, you could ask them to ponder the challenges we face today, then invite them to share a verse from Doctrine and Covenants, sections 64 through 66, that they feel could help with one of those challenges. Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verses 1 through 11. We are required to forgive everyone. Maybe class members would benefit from talking about why forgiving others can be so difficult and how they've overcome those difficulties. They could search Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verses 1 through 11, for principles and truths that inspire them to be more forgiving. What do we learn about the Savior from these verses? To help illustrate the blessings of forgiveness, you could share the story of Morrill Bowen from Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's message, The Ministry of Reconciliation, Ensignor Liahona, November 2018, or the video, Forgiveness, My Burden Was Made Light, churchofjesuschrist.org. Or a class member may be willing to share a personal story of extending or receiving forgiveness. How were the people in these examples blessed by the power of forgiveness? Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verses 31 through 34. The Lord asks for our heart and a willing mind. The Lord doesn't want us to be weary. However, it's natural for people who are trying their best, including perhaps some in your class, to become weary in well-doing. Why does this weariness happen? What counsel do we find in Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verses 31 through 34? That could help us when we struggle with such feelings. To enrich your discussion, you might show pictures of something large and impressive that was built over a long time out of small things, such as a mosaic or a brick building. What are some examples of the great work that the Lord has given us? What small things can we do now to lay the foundation for that work? To help class members ponder more deeply about Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 34, you could write heart and willing mind on the board. Class members could list under these headings what they feel it means to give our hearts and a willing mind to the Lord. For an explanation of these terms, see Elder Donald L. Hallstrom's words in additional resources. Scriptures like the following could also provide some insights. Mosiah chapter 7, verse 33. Ether chapter 4, verse 15, Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verse 34, Moses chapter 7, verse 18, and Joseph Smith History chapter 1, verse 19. Doctrine and Covenants, section 65. The kingdom of God on earth prepares the world for the Savior's return. Doctrine and Covenants, section 65, gives an inspiring description of the mission of the Lord's church in the latter days. To help class members see their part in this mission, you could invite them to search section 65 looking for answers to questions like these. What does the Lord want His kingdom to accomplish on the earth? What does He want me to do to help? You could also watch the video, Prepare Today for the Second Coming, churchofjesuschrist.org, or refer to President Dallin H. Oaks' message in additional resources. Class members could share how they would answer President Oaks' questions. Additional resources. The Heart and a Willing Mind. Elder Donald L. Hallstrom suggested this possible meaning for the phrase heart and a willing mind. Quote, "The heart is symbolic of love and commitment. We make sacrifices and bear burdens for those we love that we would not endure for any other reason. If love does not exist, our commitment wanes. Having a willing mind connotes giving our best effort and finest thinking and seeking God's wisdom. It suggests that our most devoted lifetime study should be of things that are eternal in nature. It means that there must be an inextricable relationship between hearing the word of God and obeying it." End quote. The Heart and a Willing Mind, Ensign, June 2011. Preparation for the Second Coming. Quote, What if the day of Jesus Christ's coming were tomorrow? If we knew that we would meet the Lord tomorrow, through our premature death or through His unexpected coming, what would we do today? What confessions would we make? What practices would we discontinue? What accounts would we settle? What forgivenesses would we extend? What testimonies would we bear? End quote. See Dallin H. Oaks' Preparation for the Second Coming, Ensign or Liahona, May 2004. Improving our teaching. Draw strength from the Savior. Quote, in your efforts to live and teach more like the Savior, you will inevitably fall short at times. Do not become discouraged. Rather, let your mistakes and weaknesses turn you to Heavenly Father and the Savior. End quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 14.